Time to say hello to Dr. John Robinson, cotton economist, Texas A&M College Station. What's going on, John?
Hello. Well, watching the market this week, rising, and I guess you'd say leveling off, but we're hovering around 80 cents. So I'll call that progress, I suppose, that we're still at a reasonably high level. We haven't dropped off into seasonal weakness yet.
What are your thoughts on the WADZI yesterday on that report for this month?
Well, it's today. You're asking me.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
No, it's today.
Well, I messed up a day.
What's the heck?
You know? First mistake of the year. That ain't bad.
That's right. Not bad at all. What I think is going to happen, they came out with the acreage numbers on the 30th, so they'll incorporate those revised acres, which, if I recall, was like 200,000-300,000 more acres planted, assuming they don't monkey around with exports. Then that would probably translate into two 200,000 more bales of production and probably 200,000 more bales of ending stock. So I think that's already been incorporated into the trading. Everybody's expecting that little slight increase in supply and increase in ending stocks. So that's probably what's put a cap on the market, kept us from rising. But I think weather concerns, mainly heat in the eastern cotton belt, that's been sort of a bullish influence. So we've got these two different things going on that are kind of keeping us range bound this week.
A little hot yesterday, 98 degrees here yesterday, and probably had half heat stroke all day. It was freaking hot.
Really? Well, at least it wasn't over 100.
It was 100 degrees in Amarillo yesterday.
Really?
So we should be good on the heat units.
Yeah, heat units aren't the problem. Have you gotten it? There's been kites, very, very scattered looking showers on the Doppler maps. Have you come within 50 miles of rain?
Pretty spotty stuff. Some places picking up some rain. We usually are in between the systems, so we usually don't get much.
Yeah. Well, it's a mixed bag. To say that there's excess heat in the eastern cotton belt, there's also been, from Texas to Virginia, there's been scattered showers. So probably, you know, some spots are doing okay and other spots are stressed. And that's not unusual for the summertime situation. We get our moisture, you know, just heating up the atmosphere, and it rains somewhere. And if you're lucky, it was you.
What's the crop look like in South Texas?
It's described as a real mix. You know, there was stuff that was planted in March. Some of it was replanted. Some of it wasn't. If it was early planted, it probably got drought stressed early and then was standing in water. And it rained a lot down here beginning in like May, which is fairly late in the growing season. So what would have benefited the most from the May and June rainfall would be late planted stuff. So it kind of just depends on where and when your South Texas crop, you know, was established. But some of it is really good. So we'll see.
I saw a couple days ago you guys got rain in Houston. Pretty good shot of rain down there.
We've been basically catching rains. My yard, I'll say, I'm proud to say, is doing really good with no sprinklers at all. We've been catching rains every week, even a couple times a week.
So what's the trading range for December going to be for the month of July?
This WASDE has the potential to be really influential, but I'm guessing we're going to stay in the spend most of our time in the mid to upper 70s like we are. I don't really see that much upside. I don't think there's that much surprise out there. So if we hang into the upper 70s, that'd probably be pretty good. Usually things begin to weaken seasonally. On average, prices tend to peak at this time of the year. So I hope we can hold on to 75 to 80. By the time the summer is over, I wouldn't be surprised to see us back at, and then from 75 to 70, kind of begin that seasonal slide.
Well, you know, crude oil and cotton are still in the 70s, so I'd like to see that crude oil market in the low 60s like we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was kind of seemed like the sweet spot, but that's, you know, that's influenced by international events, which are hard to predict from day to day.
Well, that we got to get that war over with, because that's causing lots of problems.
Yeah, lots of financial market uncertainty as well. I've got a nephew who's flying fighter jets off an aircraft carrier, so I would just as soon we'd just as soon it be over so that he can get back to home.
Have you talked to him at all?
I've sent him an email or two.
I bet that's a hairy job over there.
I would. Yeah, that's my view of it.
All right, John. Have a good weekend. We'll yak again next week. Give out all your contact.
Folks can reach me at 979-204-9937.